Good morning. I'm Kevin Rincone.
More than just the headlines, this is WCBS News Radio 880.
It's 12 noon.
It's Marathon Sunday on WCBS.
The sun's out. There are plenty of smiles, plenty of New Yorkers making their way out to line the streets as the runners continue to make their way through for the 50th edition of the New York City Marathon. At the finish line, where some of the elite runners have already made their way past, are Marla Diamond kicking off our team coverage.
And Kevin, on this beautiful Sunday afternoon for brunch outside or running 26.2 miles through five boroughs, we have the winners. Albert Carrier of Kenya blowing away the rest of the elite men's pack to finish with a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds. But it was a really close finish for the women, very dramatic. Just 4 months off her Olympic gold medal performance in Tokyo, Kenyan Paris Jepchirchir beat her fellow countrywoman Viola Cheptoo by 4 seconds with a finish time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 39 seconds. It is a lovely day here at the finish line. Just the stands just filling up with family members and friends of all those other runners that are coming behind the elites. And you really can't ask for better weather than this. Let's bring in Todd Glickman, because just a few minutes ago, he was taking credit for this gorgeous day. Well,
Marla, we've had a lot of blame to go around over the years. I remember back to 1980, my first marathon finish line weather report here. It was in the 40s. The wind was gusting to 40 miles an hour. And then just a couple of years later, we had thunderstorms and temperatures in the 70s. So it can be all over the board, but I can't remember a better marathon Sunday than today.
Yeah, of course, you want 45 degrees. The runners want that. The spectators want about 50, and that's where we're at right now, right about in the 50s.
It's in the low 50s right now. It'll be around 56 or 57. The one thing that shocks us on this marathon Sunday every year now is we go back to standard time. Sunset is at 4:45 p.m.
Right.
And .org to learn more. It's 12:09. Let's check traffic and weather. Plenty of traffic implications because of the marathon. Here's Mike Weinstein.
Yeah, lots of bridge closures. The Verge stall was cleared. Next traffic update, 12:18. Breaking traffic news when it happens. I'm Mike Weinstein in the WCBS Traffic Center.
Today's mobile weather center, that's set up in Central Park at the finish line of the New York City Marathon. We check in with meteorologist Todd Glickman.
And Kevin, the first 7 days of November have not had measurable rain so far. On average, the first week of the month, you'd have close to an inch. However, you might remember that during the summer and the early fall, it was extremely wet, especially because of the multiple tropical systems we had. This is a 15-inch surplus of rain so far in 2021 year-to-date. Now, I think we're going to make it right through Veterans Day on Thursday dry, but after that, from Thursday night, perhaps even into much of the upcoming weekend, it may be damp here in New York. But not today, 55 to 60 with the sunshine, low 40s tonight in town, 30s in the suburbs, then 60 to 65 tomorrow and 65 to 70 on Tuesday. Bright sunshine, 50 degrees at the finish line here in Central Park.
Thank you, Todd. It's 12:11 at WCBS. It's 12:18. We check traffic and weather together on the 8th, sponsored by Exergen Thermometers. Accuracy matters. Giants traffic, Route 17 issues with Mike Weinstein.
Right, and right now it looks like we have a pretty decent crowd. More at Exergen.com. Next traffic update, 12:28. Breaking traffic news when it happens. I'm Mike Weinstein in the WCBS Traffic Center.
And to the Weather Center, the Portable Weather Center in Central Park, meteorologist Todd Glickman.
Where the thermometer right now is up 1 degree the last hour. Kevin, 51 right now, not too far from us here at the finish line. Low to mid-50s across much of the tri-state area. Mildest I can see is at Newark Liberty International Airport, where it's 55 degrees. And most places will reach 55 to 60 this afternoon. Very little wind today. For tonight, clear, low 40s in town, 30s in the suburbs, and a gradual trend towards milder weather the next couple of days, 60 to 65 tomorrow, 65 to 70 on Tuesday, Wednesday back to the low 60s, and your Veterans Day holiday on Thursday will feature increasing cloudiness, 60 to 65, maybe some rain showers developing by Thursday night. Sunshine, 51 degrees here in Central Park.
Thank you, Todd. A lot of excitement behind you there. It is 12:20 at WCBS. 28. Traffic and weather together with Mike Weinstein.
Yeah, trying to avoid these closures because of the marathon, so we're seeing where everybody seems to be heading instead. Now here's the forecast from the WCBS Weather Center.
And let me bring in my colleague Marla Diamond once again. Marla, if you had to order up weather for a marathon, and you have run these marathons, what would you order?
This is the exact weather that I would order, so thank you, Todd Glickman, for this spectacular day. It's fantastic.
What a delight for the crowds who are spectating and for the runners out there. Temperatures in the low 50s right now. We're headed to 55 to 60 degrees this afternoon. Then a clear night tonight. Overnight low temperatures in the low 40s in town and the 30s in the suburbs. It'll start to turn a little bit milder over the next couple of days. Sunshine 60 to 65 degrees for tomorrow. And Tuesday bright sunshine with highs then 65 to 70 degrees. It's 52 now. Continuing coverage of the New York City Marathon after Face the Nation on WCBS. WCBS News Time 1230.
I'm Margaret Brennan in Washington, and this week on Face the Nation,